Well, I know it's Sunday, of course. I can't forget that. But today I have a story to tell about Mondays. Mondays are famous for what? What? Stormy. And what else did you say, LaVon? Moan days. Okay, thank you. Okay, back to work. Okay, among other things, the blues, right? There's this line from a cult film about the monotony of working in an office. It has been annoyingly operative, where the character says, "Somebody's got a case of the Mondays." And that person was the, and you can look it up on YouTube, she was the annoying person in the main character's space, and it sort of echoed the whole film. But I think this notion of Monday is also the signal for a day of angst or overwhelm or trifle tasks or maybe just too much fun and activity on Saturday and Sunday. Our affiliated community minister and my friend Michelle Favreau teaches at Star King School for the Ministry. So a couple years ago, she received her new schedule, and it had her teaching a class on Mondays. So she made a plan to change it up. Early that very first day, over an hour before it was time for the class to begin gathering, she laid out construction paper and stickers and glitter and plastic gems and feathers and markers on the big farmhouse table at the window side of the big gathering classroom. She came in and she sat at the table and she began writing, sometimes with her markers and sometimes online, hashtagging Gratitude Monday on contributions that she sent out to Twitter, saying things like, "Thank you for the sun on my face," or "I love sitting here growing in formation," or "In privilege of learning progressive religion." And she would grab photos that she had snapped from her phone and send them off to brighten someone's day. She would make old-fashioned cards and hand them out to staff members and thank people who had made her day. On that very first Monday that she decided to do this, a number of students then wandered in the room where all of this paper and glitter and stickers were. They wandered in with curiosity. "What you doing, Michelle?" Thinking it looked like grade school art fun. They kind of were a little bit interested. So they sat down. She invited them to join her. They picked up some glue and some paper and began to work on their projects, complaining about the overload of papers due and their tiredness and the wrong that had been done them. And they would hear, "Oops, no whining, Gratitude Monday." And soon others were caught up in the reminder that this was a place free of negativity. Citing their work, of course, the pedagogy at the seminary includes a reminder from Juanes Bordas that the practice of gracias is one of the primary ways that an organization grows its multicultural competency. And so there, in the sunroom at the edge of the classroom, faculty, staff, and students gather together. Sometimes maybe with quiet musical background playing, and sometimes with interested and appreciative listening ear, they would say to each other, "What are you grateful for today?" The poet Larkin believes that a spirit of life lived according to love exists in everyone. But so much of our lives are taken up with sleeping, and I mean even in the waking hours. We now are on the far side of the liturgical calendar from November's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, where our task is clear, right? We give thanks. It's pretty basic. 6 months around the calendar from the time that we consider gratitude, we find ourselves today. Today, we gather as a covenanted community to do the business of the church. Our annual meeting will immediately follow this worship. I think it's kind that you get to go get coffee first, but but at that meeting that will be held back in the sanctuary, we'll elect new leadership, we'll approve the budget, we'll look at all that has been contributed to this place, time and talent and finances, to make it strong and resilient. Today, we honor our volunteers. Say thank you. Rejoin in the spirit of gratitude. We may also realize through this gratitude that what we give to the congregation, what we share here, also brings meaning. It's great to be recognized, but we don't give to the church to have our name tacked on some little plaque, or to be honored one time during the year. It's my opinion, but from what I hear, I believe we give because it helps us wake up out of sleep. It frees us from despair. It helps to overcome oppression. Doesn't solve it or cure it, but begins to unpack it. It clears out the sense of isolation and meaninglessness that can lead to overwhelm. My colleague Tom Shade suggests that growing into a loving life from a yearning to love is a process. He describes it as a learning process, learning about others, learning about the way the world really works, learning about oneself. It's a process of community, practicing and reflecting with others, being witnesses to each other's attempts to live a life according to love, supporting each other when it's going well and when it's not. It's thinking about and sharing what makes you afraid to love. It's sharing inspiration. I think it's why we continue to show up over and over again, even when we're uncertain, especially then. On Thursday, I gathered with family and friends as the city of Hayward planted a tree for our old community friend and ally, Pastor Lee Williamson. For those who don't remember Lee, he died almost 5 years ago. He was a longtime advocate for the poor, a lover of peace, and promoter of the gospel of Jesus in the best sense of what that means. He lived it. At our ceremony, some of Lee's words were shared, words that he wrote and preached in another one of our local South Hayward Parish churches, and they seem apropos for today. And I'm going to quote Lee here. He said, "First, I will offer a deep conviction that I have about churches, congregations, collections of people of faith. That is, when things get tight, you know what things I mean, money, people, energies. When things get tight for a congregation or a denomination, this is exactly the time to claim bold faith, a time to take some risks in our ministry. It is precisely not the time to circle the wagons and hope for the best." He goes on, "We are prone to do that. It may seem the logical thing to do, cut our losses, stop the leaks, caulk up the seams, and hope for the best. But when we do that, the best is not coming our way. When we do this, the best has already been. The best has already been when we circle the wagons, when we get cautious in our faith. I'm going to adapt the rest of Lee's words, especially for us. The beloved community does not get found, does not get built, does not get embraced by churches when we live out our faith cautiously. We are able to embrace this interdependent web only when we dare to live out of a bold faith. And so on this day when we say thank you, when we acknowledge that the work of the church belongs to all of us, all of the fish and crabs and jellyfishes, that this is precisely the message of this big love. It is out there ahead of us, but we are enriched through each little step. So let us show our appreciation and receive something ourselves through doing so. And I'd like to do that right now, to invite the members of our Board of Trustees, first of all, the Executive Committee of the Board of Trustees, to please stand. And the rest of us will look and appreciate and say thank you.
Thank you.
And we're gonna keep going. So now comes the part where I'll say, please hold your applause. The rest of the members of the Board of Trustees, if you are on the Board of Trustees, please stand. And the Committee on Ministry, please stand. If you've been on the Committee on Ministry this year, please stand. And the Search Committee for the Interim Minister, please stand. And the Religious Education Council, some of whom are in the back, but some are here, yay. And the teachers, if you have taught this year, please stand, and you will actually be recognized again in June, but if you've been a teacher, please stand. And the pledge secretary, now the stewardship manager, please stand. Yes, and you, Marilyn. Long time and new. Our communications committee, including newsletter and newsletter editor, they're resting at home. Website manager, Facebook, that's Betsy. The finance committee, please stand. Or stay seated and wave. The intern committee. The fundraising committee. The Green Sanctuary Committee, Hospitality and Membership, Pastoral Care, Interweave. If you're standing, you could just go like this. Anti-Racist Multicultural Alliance, Social Committee, Social Justice Committee, South Hayward Parish, right, or make a noise too. Woot, woot. Worship Committee. Yes, bringing music. That's you. Please. Choir. I see people sitting down. I'm getting there. Coffee serving. Greeting. Interior organization, kitchen purchasing. Participating in religious education. Or small group ministry, or attending worship. What did I miss?
Visitors.
And this is where we give thanks in prayer for all that has been given by others, which we take grateful advantage. Spirit of life, Spirit of love, God known by many names, thank you for showing up in people. And let us say amen by giving ourselves a hand. Okay.